Okay, so I don't really have a cringe story, or at least I don't think so. But I do have, there is an incident that comes to mind where I did have to put on like this mental poker face because I could just not, the person I was talking to just said something hilarious, that was hilarious to me. They didn't understand what was hilarious, but okay, anyway. So this was about 3 months ago, and I have this friend back in New Orleans. We used to be real close. His name, we're gonna call him Larson. And there's Larson, and then there's his family, his mom, dad, Larson, and his little brother, who is about 3 years younger than us. He's like 18 now. He's like a senior in high school. And I remember he used to be so cute. He's not cute anymore. God damn it. Fucking kids growing up. What the fuck? Anyway, I don't really talk to New Orleans people anymore, but I do keep up with them on Facebook, like see how they're doing. And Larson's little brother started a podcast 3 months ago with his friend. They talk into a microphone, they edit a software, and they edit the audio software. What? And then they post it up on YouTube every week. It's a gaming podcast, sort of, although they do branch a lot into, like, sports and, you know, current events, stuff like that, whatever. I think they're having a lot of fun with it, and it's cute. And his mom is really supportive, which is great, and the two of them even have little podcast t-shirts. It's really cute. Anyway, so I reached out to the little brother and was like, hey, I saw your podcast, and I'm following y'all on YouTube, and I'm following y'all on Twitter. Like, I think it's really cool, and I think y'all are doing a really good job. And so he was like, thank you. And we started talking about the thing. Like, so I started asking questions about, like, hey, what audio editing software do you use? And do you have an actual microphone set up? Da da da. Because I don't have an actual microphone set up, but I am pretty interested in those. I just can't, you know, afford one. Oh, microphones are so cool, and I'd love to learn how to use them, but money. Anyway, wow, this is a mess. Anyway, so I was talking to him about software, because he was using GarageBand on the Mac that his partner uses, and I was like, maybe don't use GarageBand, because I didn't say I use GarageBand, because then I would have to explain what I'm using GarageBand for, but I was like, maybe don't use GarageBand because it tends to sort of glitch a lot. Like, some people I know, like, they'll record things in GarageBand and then the entire thing just shuts down and deletes the file you were working on. Might I suggest Audacity, which is free and a lot more effective? And then he was like, that's really nice of you to say, but you can't possibly know what it's like to record yourself every so often and really put your voice out there on the internet, really put yourself out there. And this was over Facebook message, but I was like, boy, if you only knew how used I am to putting myself out there. Your brother listens to my audios. You know nothing. But I just smiled and was like, okay. I guess I don't know anything. Just go on and talk about your microphone and let me explain to you what a pop filter is. Okay. I'm still a little salty about that to this day, and every time I talk to him, I just think about that, and it's hilarious to me. And I'm not making any sense right now, because I woke up at like 7 o'clock this morning, and that's too early for me. Merry Christmas! Yay!